from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. More than 250 people recently turned out for a meeting of the Chatham Town Board to comment or to ask questions about the town's proposed new zoning laws. The question and answer session was held at the Tri-Village Firehouse in Old Chatham more than 2 weeks after the town board faced a public backlash about the laws last month. The board postponed its vote on the legislation to allow officials time to address the public's concerns. Residents generally argued that the zoning overhaul imposes restrictions more suited to a place like Westchester County rather than an upstate town like Chatham. Questions asked concerned the potential for legal action if the laws were passed, the noise restrictions imposed outside the home, and parking requirements for commercial properties. There were still dozens of questions left unanswered after the meeting was over. Board will hold another informational meeting at 6 p.m. July 10th. A special meeting will be held at 6 p.m. on July 11th at Town Hall to answer more questions. Town Hall Supervisor Maria Lull said, and I quote, "We've listened to you and we heard your concerns. This is a cooperative effort on all of our parts," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rochelle Lee Goldblatt is reporting for the Rockland Westchester Journal. Rockland County will be hosting a new series of vaccination clinics, even as the number of new confirmed measles cases has declined. Rockland has seen 278 reported measles cases since the outbreak began in October, and there have been only 3 confirmed cases reported during the last 3 weeks. County Executive Ed Day said July 9th in a statement, and I quote, "We are making progress against this dangerous disease, but we urge everyone to follow the health department's advice, get vaccinated against the measles, and if you are sick with measles, stay home," end quote. The county health centers and private physicians have administered more than 24,000 doses of MMR vaccine since the outbreak began. Measles is highly contagious. 90% of unvaccinated people will catch the virus if exposed. Day has renewed an emergency order 4 times that bans any unvaccinated people with the virus or exposed to the virus from public spaces. Read the full story at lowhud.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Former Greene County Sheriff Deputy Daniel Braden is back in the news. An employee of the Coeymans Police Department since April 2018 and the school resource officer assigned to the Ravenna Coeyman Selkirk Middle School, Brandon was recently reassigned by the department after school officials learned the details of his employment history. In 2016, Brandon pleaded guilty to a charge of official misconduct and resigned from the sheriff's office after serving 10 years as deputy. According to a statement issued by school officials, and I quote, "Information about Officer Brandon's issues while working for a previous department were brought to the district's attention during the last weeks of school. Although the district is satisfied with Officer Brandon's work as SRO, the Coeymans PD has informed the district that they decided to reassign him in order to further develop their canine program," end quote. For some residents, the question is what Coeymans police officials knew and when they knew it. Chief Daniel Contento maintains that Braden was fully vetted and denied there was any record of a misdemeanor charge. However, Cairo Town Court records document Braden's guilty plea. He subsequently worked for the Cairo Police Department for 2 years before moving to Albany County. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Columbia County Hospital Foundation announced July 9th the appointment of James Lappin of Hillsdale and Richard Brine of Kinderhook to its Board of Trustees. The foundation is the fundraising arm of Columbia Memorial Hospital. According to a press release from the foundation, Lappin has served on the Columbia Memorial Health Board of Trustees since 2009, and he is currently serving as the board's treasurer. He also serves on the board of directors of Catskill Commons Incorporated, the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, and the Workforce Development Board of Columbia and Greene Counties. Lappin has practiced law for 35 years, specializing in municipal and project finance. Brian enjoyed a career as an operatic soloist. He sang for 7 seasons at the Metropolitan Opera and 18 seasons at the New York City Opera, and also appeared with the opera companies of Washington, Houston, Dallas, Minneapolis, New Orleans, and other major cities. Brian moved to Kinderhook full-time 3 years ago. He is currently a licensed realtor with Gary DeMauro Real Estate Incorporated. Read the full press release at ColumbiaMemorialHealth.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.